This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
All About Jazz describes my guest tonight as a charismatic and technically gifted vocalist whose gorgeous timbre carries echoes of Peggy Lane, June Christie and Julie London. Currently in New Zealand, at the end of a very long piece of string, it's my pleasure to welcome once again to Bent Notes, Hetty Kate.
Having me.
Anytime. Now, what's taken you to New Zealand?
I've been playing over here with James Sherlock and a wonderful, we've just had a gig for the New Zealand International Jazz and Blues Festival in Christchurch. And we're playing with Michael Story, who's a wonderful double bass player over here. And we did that Friday night. And then we're off to Auckland on Tuesday to play at the Auckland Jazz and Blues Club. And then we come home.
It'll be nice to have you back home.
It'd be lovely to get. I'm only back for a little bit. Now I've got bits and bobs on. There's a lot of travel for me this month, but it's just great to be in New Zealand. I love it here. And, of course, James is from Christchurch, so he loves to come back and see family and whatnot.
I did read that you're off to Europe for a while.
I am. That's in a couple of weeks. Let's not talk about that too much. I'm slightly unorganised.
Oh, right. Okay.
Anyway, that's fine.
I read that there's a little bit of A to Z of jazz involved in that trip.
Yes, isn't that exciting? I'm James Morrison's wonderful symphony concert, the A to Z of Jazz, which has been performed in Melbourne. And, of course, the Melbourne show was released as an album with the MSO. And Sydney, Tasmania, Perth, we are playing it in Prague. With the Czech National Symphony Orchestra.
An amazing thing to do, I would think.
Oh, look, I'm so excited. Prague is just a very beautiful, it's like a fairyland there, actually. You sort of walk around looking at the architecture thinking, is that really real, or am I on a Disney set? You know, it's very special, very historic town. But for me, it's quite exciting because my family are coming over from England to watch the concert, and I think that'll be the first time they've seen me in a concert. So that's quite a good one for them to have the first.
An excellent way to see their daughter performing on stage. I'd agree.
I hope they enjoy it. I'm sure they will. It's such a wonderful show, and James Morrison so entertaining as well as being such a stunning musician. So it'll be really fun.
It is great when we have a person who can do both sides of the coin. One is to be a fantastic musician, but the other is to be an entertainer. And I think, when was it? You were doing something. Was it Stonington last year? You were emceeing one of the programs. And
yes,
you were able to do both. You were able to sing, but you're also able to entertain and keep the show going. It was amazing.
I try to be very conscious of that as a performer, as a singer. And good to be aware that, you know, there is an audience there and you don't just need to stand there and sing at them and then recite the name of the next song and then sing at them again. You know, hopefully everyone at one of my shows, hopefully, you know, everyone's going to have a different experience, but we'll enjoy it and feel that they've shared something and we've shared an evening together rather than watching something static, you know, that's the sound coming out from the band. And you know, I love a chat.
Well, and it helps a program because anyone can put a CD on home and have a listen to what's going on.
Exactly. You know, certainly when I go to see a live show, you know, I want to get to know the performers a little bit and feel like I've shared something with them, and everyone's time is precious. You know, people aren't obligated to go out and see live performances, so it's nice to have something warm going on. And certainly James Morrison is just hilarious and incredibly warm, incredibly professional, and just an all-round great entertainer. And he would be fantastic if you just went and saw him chat for an hour, you know, and he didn't even pick up an instrument. You know, just great to watch and listen to. So hopefully that's something for me to aspire to. I'd love to stand and chat right now.
Look, I think you do pretty well, Hetty.
Now, a lot. Yeah,
now, one thing about you is that your voice is always so refined and clear and perfectly spoken. The diction is beautiful. Where does that come from? What do you credit that skill for?
Well, you know, I'm English, darling.
I have picked that up, yes.
English, so, of course, my diction is very, very refined. it's probably my English accent, I would say, other than anything else. I originally studied classical singing, which...
Did you?
I did, the classical piano. So I came to jazz via classical music. And so I think perhaps, I mean, I don't really know, but perhaps learning singing through bel canto method and classical, you know, singing without a microphone, projecting, diction, breathing, you know, perhaps that coloured my voice in a certain way now, maybe. I'm not sure, but probably the diction comes from my very pronounced Queen's English.
That's it, exactly. Now, one place where the diction comes through very clearly is this new EP called Comes Love.
Ah, hopefully that's a good thing.
It is a very good thing. It's only 7 tracks, though. I feel a little bit shortchanged.
Well, it was only going to be 5.
Oh, was it really? Oh, in that case, I've got bonuses now.
Well, because years ago, I recorded an EP. I actually recorded it in 2009. Which is ages ago, but in New York, and I'd just been singing in Santiago in Chile for about 6 months, and I hopped into New York before going to England to spend Christmas with my family. And when I was there, I caught up with some friends. I said, let's go and make a little recording. So we did, and we recorded 5 tunes, and I released it as an EP called Kissing Bug.
I remember that
and
album.
It was actually, it's very, I really quite like it. It's quite different. For me, obviously every artist is different, but for me, when you go in to do an album, sometimes it can seem like quite a large thing to do. You know, you've got your concept, you've got your arrangement, you've got these things, you've got these people and, you know, expectations of an album, here we go. And sometimes going in and doing something which has the feeling being a bit smaller can seem a bit simpler to execute. I hadn't released an EP for a long time, and I just wanted something that reflected the music that I'm often making, which is in a trio format, and hopefully get something that's got a bit of space in it and does have room for each of the, you know, the voice and both of the instruments to shine a little bit. So
I've been very, very, very much enjoying those 7 tracks, and what struck me, apart from just the superb clarity of the pronunciations of the various words that come through, is that you're singing the songs as I know them, the tunes that I know, but you're doing something different. You're giving various areas a different feel, maybe change the melody just ever so little amount, but it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's very... I'm going to ring you all the time.
What?
Say nice things like this to me. Well, goodness me. Same time next week?
Okay, done. Well, yes, if you ring up same time next week, it'll be Radiothon Sunday. And you were here for Radiothon two years ago.
I was indeed. I think approaching the song, nice to be able to move around but still keep the message of the song there. And that's what I like. That's what I like to listen to when I listen to singers. And so I guess we all sort of emulate or explore ideas that we find interesting to listen to from other people. So, you know, that's something that I enjoy doing. And you know, it's nice to... The lyrics are beautiful. The lyrics are beautiful to all of these old songs. They're so romantic. They're luscious. They're fun. They're sad. They're sassy. They're like little poems. And they're special, and it's nice to say them, it's nice to sing them.
It always intrigues me, Hetty, how someone can sing a song which it might be the biggest standard there is, we all know it, but then someone can come along with their interpretation. It's not much different, but there's just something about it. There might be a turn of phrase, slight change in the melody, slight change in the phrasing, timings, etc., and it just gives you a whole new focus on what this song is. It's beautifully done.
Yeah. Well, that can, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that, in my opinion, that's the goal. What's the song to you. It might be a love song, but I might sing it and I might be thinking about when I was in love maybe and it didn't work out, or someone that I'm in love with and I can't be with them, or maybe a movie that I saw, you know, and everyone has a different perspective of life and maybe what love means or what happiness means. And so ideally that should filter through us as a little conduit for this message. And it, and if we can do it the best way that we can, then every singer, even if it's the same song, should have that unique perspective from them in an ideal world.
My guest tonight on Bent Notes is Hetty Kate, Melbourne vocalist, who will be performing in the Melbourne International Jazz Festival. We're talking to her about a few things that are happening in her musical life at the moment here on Joy 94.9.
Relax and enjoy.
Jazz on Joy.
Joy 94.9.
My guest on Bent Notes tonight is none other than Melbourne-based vocalist Hetty Kate. Hetty, you're in New Zealand.
I'm in New Zealand. I'm in Christchurch right now. I'm sitting on a very comfortable couch in a beautiful house with a fire going.
Oh, that sounds lovely, because the temperature here is only 9 degrees at the moment.
It's heading down to six.
Can you send that warmth from the heater across, please?
I will. I'll package it up and I'll bring it with me when I come back.
Excellent. Now, on the EP, Hetty, you've got James Sherlock and Tamara Murphy accompanying you.
Yes.
What an amazing combination.
Oh, aren't they? Just fantastic. Yeah, I love singing with both of them. Wonderful people, beautiful musicians.
And when you're returning from New Zealand, you're going to Perth for the Perth International Festival. Then you're coming back to Melbourne for the Melbourne International Festival.
I am.
And then you're off overseas.
Well, and then I'll have a week to panic and pack. And then
the panic and pack week.
Yes, I'm good at that.
You could write a song about that.
Panic and pack. Yeah, it goes, ee! And then you just have to run around the house throwing clothes everywhere.
Exactly.
Like a pen of chicken. That's the panic and pack song.
Now, when I first started identifying that you were going to be a guest on tonight's show, you had one show as part of the Melbourne International Jazz Festival at the Uptown Jazz Cafe. But I see now you've got two.
We've got two, yeah, and this happened last year. We were so fortunate that we sold out the later show and they put an earlier show on for us as well. And there are tickets available for the later show. There's a few tickets still available, but we've just opened up the earlier show too.
Marvellous.
And we just had so much fun last year.
I'm sure you did. Now, what are we going to hear at those shows, Hetty?
Well, we'll be playing songs off the EP. We've got a few new songs that James and I have been playing at some of our gigs around town. And then I released an album with the ABC a few years ago called Dim All the Light, which had some tunes made famous by Peggy Lee, June Christie and Julie London. Interestingly enough, often if I don't perform one or two from that album, I get in terrible trouble from audiences. So there will be a couple.
Well, that's,
but, you know, we like...
That's good to hear that the audiences get you into trouble, because that means they're listening to what you're producing.
Well, it's lovely, isn't it? It's so lovely when people are interested and want to listen, absolutely. So we'll be playing different things, but the band's some of my favourite people, and there's always surprises and new things happening. Everyone will be very excited to be there, no doubt. I've been getting very enthused emails from everyone, so we're looking forward to it.
That's good to hear. And who have you got accompanying you on Friday night, Hetty?
Well, there's been a bit of a change, actually. There's been a bit of a chop and change for this show, which is, when I say a change, it's sort of change from one amazing musician in Melbourne to another amazing musician in Melbourne. The band is going to be Danny Ferrugia on drums,
beautiful
player, Ben Robertson playing the bass, and James Sherlock, of course, playing guitar. And those three were on my ABC jazz release as well. And so I've worked with them for a long time. And I've recently started working with Carl Mackey, who's moved over from Perth, who's a wonderful saxophonist, which is unusual for me because I don't usually work with horn players. But I have just started exploring this and really enjoying it. He's very exciting to listen to.
Oh, wow.
So he'll be there as well.
Fantastic. That sounds like it's going to be a fantastic night. Two shows, combination of music from a couple of albums, and your entertaining manner, which is great.
My entertaining manner, probably some jokes. We'll see. There might be some stories. I do like to have a chat, but I'll try to keep it brief, I promise.
Yeah, we want to hear all the music. Now, if we want more information, we can go to your website, HettyKate.com.
You can. I don't know how updated that is at the moment, but yes, or Facebook is always something I'm on.
It is Hetty Kate.
And that Facebook / Hetty Kate Music.
And, of course, melbournejazz.com is the official website for the Melbourne International Jazz Festival and has all the information about all the shows across the entire festival.
Absolutely, and prepare yourself if you haven't gone and had a look at it and have a dig around on that website, because it is absolutely bursting at the seams with amazing music. The Melbourne International Jazz Festival, just I keep looking at it thinking, whoa, take your vitamins, you know, get ready.
It is certainly like that this year, I reckon. It's just so chock-packed with amazing musicians, amazing shows across the range of the headliners and then the club shows, etc. It's just it's amazing to think that someone can put together such a great choice of musicians.
Well, it's amazing because every year it's so fantastic and everyone says, gosh, that was the best year, how are they going to do it again next year? And they do it every year.
It gets better every year. Which is amazing. Now,
we're very lucky.
I must tell you that I love the cover of the new EP because it looks to me like a 60s LP cover.
Oh, thank you.
Well, it looks beautiful.
Same design as my other EP, so there's a little series there, in the red hat.
That is good to hear. Hetty, yet again, it has been a pleasure to speak with you. I'd like to play another piece from your Comes Love album. Do you have a... Oh, here we go. This is Comes Love.
Thank you so much.
Wish you much success and enjoyment over the next couple of weeks at the festivals. See you soon.
I'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.